Quick story to start. A neighborhood bakery I know had about 300 email addresses that hadn't opened a message in months. They sent one short, helpful update, nothing pushy, and that single email led to $1,200 worth of pickup orders in a slow week. I still remember the owner's surprise. I thought these people were gone, but it turns out they just needed a friendly nudge. That's why today's episode exists. Hi, I'm Mason Reed, and welcome to the Daily Marketing Move, your daily action plan for simple marketing that actually works. Let's make this simple. In the next 9 minutes, I'll help you draft one short, value-first email you can send to a small group of quiet subscribers. You'll get a three-part structure, a one-sentence template, subject line swipes, segmentation rules, benchmarks, deliverability cautions, and a 10 to 15 minute writing sprint at the end. Here's what matters. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity.
So why one email? Why not a lengthy re-engagement campaign? Because sometimes a single human update, useful, non-salesy, and easy to act on, reconnects people without the risk of annoying them. One well-crafted message lowers friction, feels personal, and gives you a quick signal. Do these folks still care? If they reply or click, you've got momentum. If they don't, you've learned something without burning goodwill.
Here's the three-part email structure I want you to use: a useful update, tiny proof, and a low-friction next step. That's it. Useful update: one sentence about something new or helpful. Tiny proof: a short line that shows this isn't just marketing, some actual result or real detail. Low friction next step: a single, easy option for the reader to respond or click. Reply, reserve, claim, or click. Let's break that down with the one sentence template I want you to steal. Quick update: new small batch cinnamon rolls. Sales jumped 16% last week. Reply if you want me to hold some for pickup. Short, human, useful.
A few words on tone. Lead with value. Don't open with a hard sell. Imagine you're telling a neighbor about something they'd actually appreciate. That keeps people from hitting unsubscribe or reporting spam. Remember the catchphrase: the goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing. This is better marketing. Small, human, measurable.
Subject lines: three easy approaches you can use right away. One, the plain update. Quick update, something you might like. Two, the local hint. New this week at blank business name, or back in stock, blank product. Three, the short question. Want a quick heads up about blank topic? My concrete swipe for today: quick update, something you might like. It's calm, not flashy, and it primes curiosity without screaming sale.
Who to send it to? Two simple segmentation rules. One, exclude your most engaged people. No reason to bother those who already open everything. Two, target people who opened anything in the last 6 to 18 months but haven't engaged recently, or people who haven't opened anything in 3 to 12 months, depending on your list size. Test batches of 100 to 500 recipients. If your list is tiny, start at 100. If you have several thousand, split into multiple 300 to 500 tests so results are meaningful.
How will you judge success? Track opens, clicks, replies, unsubscribes, and complaints. Benchmarks to aim for: open to click 5 to 15%, replies 2 to 5% on a value first message, and unsubscribes should be low, well under 1%. If you see a spike in complaints, stop the sends and review language and audience. Low opens on a small test aren't definitive. Use the sample size guidance above so your numbers mean something.
Quick deliverability checklist before you hit send. Authenticate your sending domain with SPF and DKIM if you can. Keep cadence reasonable. Don't blast folks every day. And avoid spammy trigger words like guarantee, buy now, and subject lines. Monitor complaint rates and be ready to pause. These are small technical things that protect the goodwill you're trying to regain.
Okay, examples. Three templates you can copy and adapt. One, local shop. Quick update: we baked a new cinnamon roll recipe this week, and it sold out fast. 16% more pickups last weekend. Reply if you want me to hold one for you. Two, coach. Quick update: I opened three spots for one-on-one calls after a successful trial. Two spots filled already. Reply if you want a quick slot. Three, digital product seller. Quick update: just released a short checklist for launching faster. People who used it launched in 2 weeks. Grab it here, link, or reply and I'll send it directly. Each one follows the update plus proof plus low friction step formula.
Before we move on, a real listener result you can play in your head. A shop sent a simple update to 300 dormant addresses. They tracked replies and held items for pickup. 14 people replied and 20 clicked to reserve online. $1,200 in pickup sales. That's not magic. It's clear communication and a small ask. If 12 people reply on your test, you've probably revived a meaningful relationship.
Now, the writing sprint. Set a timer for 10-15 minutes. First 3 minutes, pick your segment of 100 to 500 people and write the one-sentence update. Minutes 4 to 7, add the tiny proof line. Be specific and honest. Minutes 8 to 10, write the low-friction next step and the subject line. Final minutes, read it aloud once, remove anything that sounds salesy, and send. That's it. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity.
Here's today's marketing move. Send one short value-first email this week to a defined segment of 100 to 500 dormant or semi-dormant subscribers. Track one metric, replies or clicks, and use the benchmarks I mentioned to judge success. Download the cheat sheet in the show notes for the three templates and subject lines so you can copy and paste. If you want a quick win, try the bakery style line. Quick update, new small batch cinnamon rolls. Sales jumped 16% last week. Reply if you want me to hold some for pickup.
If you like this, help us out. Follow the show so these daily moves land in your feed. Share the episode with one person who needs a quick win. And leave a review if this helped you actually send an email. And if you try the sprint, reply to the email you send or drop a note to the show. Tell me what happened. Let's break that down next time. And remember, the goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing.